Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
We continue our NFL division by division preview as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week we are ordering up the NFC South, and it was not pretty last year. Not one bit. Not one bit. You were 2-2.
Woohoo!
I was 0-4 with an asterisk. And here's what I mean. Asterisk. You had three teams at the top of the division, all finishing 8-9. Like, what are we doing here? So, a three-way tie at the top. Absolutely absurd. It's not good. I hope it doesn't happen again. It shouldn't. There should be some movement in this division. From 4-1, who you got in the NFC South D?
All right, so I'm going to start off with the Panthers. Actually, no, wait. I'm starting from the bottom to the top.
Bottom to the top.
All right, bottom to the top. Well, I'm going to start with the Falcons. They have two quarterbacks, which means you don't have a quarterback. I don't see anything on defense that scares me. Drake London, Bijan Robinson, great weapons, but I just don't believe in either starting quarterback. I've got to imagine Penix wins the job, and I don't even know what that looks like. All right, number three, I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. I just think Baker didn't get his deal, and he gets hurt a lot. I think he has a lot to prove this year, but I worry about them defensively. And I don't know if Ibuka can and Goodwin and Godwin could really carry that team. Bucky Irving's the running back. I just not buying it. Number two, I'm going with the New Orleans Saints. Watch out. Watch out. They're coming. I believe in Tyler Shook. I think he'll be better this year. Be better this year. And I think Kamara and Tien is going to be a lethal duo. And then last but not least, I think it's the Panthers. I like the Panthers. I think Bryce Young earns an extension. And I think this is a big prove it year for them. And I think they win the division. What do you got?
Quantum Squares offer scientifically formulated energy bars with 100 milligrams of organic caffeine for long-lasting, stable energy. Every delicious bar provides balanced nutrition with 10 grams of plant-based protein, healthy fats, and complex carbs. Use our promo code DANDZ, and you can use that at quantumsquares.com.
Yeah.
I think that's how the dust settled last year, too.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the three-way tie up top. New Orleans was in third. Tampa Bay was in second. I'm pretty sure. But either way, this is all about the quarterback. It's all about the quarterback. The one thing keeping Tampa Bay out of the basement, in my opinion, is the fact that they have a clear number one quarterback. The Falcons are DFL, and that has nothing to do with the fact that they have Bijan and Brian Robinson. That's a good running back tandem. Pitts is Pitts. London is London. London looked better when Kirk Cousins was throwing him the ball. You have Zacchaeus. You have Dotson. Okay. Who is delivering the damn ball? Tua? Really? You believe in Tua? Penix? With that injury history? Jack Strand and Cooper Rush are your two remaining quarterbacks. Cooper Rush is good enough to get you a couple wins. Congratulations, you have won two games this season. I don't think the Falcons can ride with their quarterback room as is. Last place for you guys. Third place, we're in agreement, the Buccaneers. But it's not about Igbuka, it's not about Chris Godwin. It falls squarely on. Their offensive success is going to fall squarely on two guys. Baker Mayfield and Bucky Irving. So, Bucky Irving missed a lot of time last year. And the Buccaneers' death spiral coincided with them not having a running game. And when you have Baker too much, when you have Baker try to be Mr. Dangerous, that's when it all falls apart. So the defense will be good enough to carry this team. But inevitably, that offense is going to fall apart. It's a coin flip for me between Carolina and New Orleans. And I am going to take Carolina second. I like Bryce Young, the improvement he's made. I like that they brought in A.J. Dillon to go to Chuba Hubbard, Jonathan Brooks, The other Etienne. McMillan, Coker, Mechie, Legit. You've got weapons. You absolutely have weapons. The defense, it's okay. It's okay. Solid. Shit or get off the pot time for Bryce Young. Shit or get off the pot. Your organization is not giving you the extension, right? They want to see you prove it. They want to see you prove it. And I think you will. I think you will. Just not enough. That leaves you with, at number one, the New Orleans Saints. Yep. The Aints no more. Etienne, Alvin Kamara, Tyler Shook. We believe in Tyler Shook. I believe in Tyler Shook. All right. They have two good tight ends in Johnson and Fant. Olave, health, health, health. If Jordan Tyson or Byron Brown or Bryce Lance or any of these guys can become a viable number two, or shit. Even Brock Recksteiner. That name should sound familiar. That is the son of Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner. I wouldn't bet against the Steiner. That's just me. Kid Papa Pump is probably going to do very well for that organization. But they got the quarterback. They got their guy. They have good running backs. Maybe they can pull off a deal or get somebody off waivers to kind of fill out their wide receiver room. But I like what's going on in the Big Easy this year. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutmail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutpodcast. Drop us a line on X @faderoutdnz and let us know who you got in the NFC South. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the AFC South.
Hey, Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.